From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
International opposition to US plans to tighten sanctions against Cuba is mounting. In Barbados, the Prime Minister is upbeat about the economy. And New Zealand, positive but not complacent as they prepare to take on the West Indies in the Caribbean. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States faces a challenge to its Helms-Burton legislation at a World Trade Organization meeting in Geneva tomorrow. The European Union is to raise its objections to the legislation, which is aimed at tightening the US embargo on Cuba. The measure the EU and other countries find most objectionable is one that would allow Cuban exiles to use the American courts to sue foreign companies that have any connection with property confiscated by the Cuban government. And in Britain, opposition spokesman on foreign affairs with responsibility for the Caribbean, Labour MP Tony Lloyd, has written to the Prime Minister and the European Trade Commissioner demanding action against the bill. The MP's letter follows concerns already raised about the bill in the British Parliament. I asked Mr. Lloyd what he hoped to achieve with his letter.
I have been concerned that whilst the European Union and other European countries have been quite forthright